On the QFM 96 hotline, Goodbye June guitarist Tyler Baker. Tyler, what's up, man?
What's up, Archie? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I mean, normally, Tyler, in an introduction, I'll throw in an upcoming show or maybe a new single that's out or a new album that might be on the way. Bro, we've got all that and a new video, so that's too long of an intro, so let's just do this one thing at a time here, okay, man?
All right, I'll see if I can keep up.
So let's start with the single that dropped today, The Hard Way. What can you tell us about that first single, Tyler?
Well, it's just nasty rock and roll, man, and it doesn't get any more rock and roll than that song, in my opinion. I think our current fans are going to love it, and I think new fans, hey, give it a chance, man. It rocks.
And Dorsey was reading an article or something here before this interview, and he said something about, I don't know if it was you or Landon, somebody made the comment that rock and roll, it's underground now, and it does feel that way, and just a song like this, that just, it kind of speaks to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find... it's harder to find great rock and roll. You got to know where to look. And hey, luckily Archie's spinning some rock and roll, so your listeners don't have to look any further.
Amen to that. Now the video is awesome, and I got to tell you, like my buddies and I do my podcast in my garage. It's called Garage Days. A little shameless plug there. But my buddies and I, we hang in the garage. We don't play instruments, we don't work on cars, we just get kind of effed up and listen to tunes. So first off, great video. Whose garage was that?
That was my garage, sir.
Yes.
What we let the viewers in on is that's how Goodbye June writes most of our songs, is us three, because we can all play different instruments and stuff, so we just take turns and have a cooler a beer hanging out, and we just work on riffs and work on songs, and that's usually the beginning phases of writing a record. So we thought it was pretty cool to let everybody in on that and see what it really feels like, and you know what's actually happening in my garage in East Nashville on a Tuesday night.
I gotta tell you, man, just because mine's all scratched up and it's got party fouls everywhere, dude, your garage floor is pretty nice, dude.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I polish it monthly.
That is nice, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it's slick when wet, so you got to be careful.
Hey, the new album, Deep in the Trouble, it's going to be released June 28th. The writing, the recording. I mean, give us the deets a little, Tyler. I mean, is this an extension of See Where the Night Goes, or what's the vibe, man?
I think it's more of a accumulation of our first three records.
Okay.
I think this record is it's our most ambitious, and I think sonically it's every artist is going to say it's their best sounding record, but I think it's our best sounding record. I think we're playing great on it. I think the songwriting chops are the best we've ever done. So if you're a fan of See Where the Night Goes, you're going to have some songs. I mean, just listen to The Hard Way.
You're gonna
know we haven't let our foot off the gas. But there's a lot here for a lot of people. For rock and roll lovers, there's a lot of great moments here.
Did you have fun? What was the recording, the writing? How did it all, did it come natural? Was there ups? Was there downs? I mean, how did it go, man? Just kind of get into that recording process.
Well, I don't want to go too deep into it, but this was the first moment in our careers where we were actually free from a record label, and we had the choice to re-up and do more record label partnerships, or we could actually self-release. And so this is our first self-release, self-distributed, self-everything. When you order the record, it comes directly to us, and we use that to put gas in the tank to make it to Columbus,
right on
to the basement. but no, man, the recording was awesome. We self-produced it too. Everything you see, the music videos, everything, it's all coming from us. So we wanted to challenge ourselves and do a full record where we do it ourselves, our way, the way we want to do it. And Deep in the Trouble is exactly that. So you're going to see Goodbye June taking any chance that we want to take. You're going to see us write the songs that we want to write, and in my opinion, it's our best work and it's our most ambitious work. So if you ever want to take a chance on Goodbye June, I think Deep in the Trouble is a great time to take a chance on us.
Monday, May 6th at the Basement with Moon Fever. Besides Breathe and Attack absolutely being in the set list, what can we expect that night?
For you, Archie, we will play Breathe and Attack. Mike sent us videos of you singing at the bowling alley, like screaming Breathe and Attack.
Dude,
I think you might have got kicked out of there. They might have banned you. I've seen some cops come in. I don't remember everything that happened. It was wild. So yes, I will play Breathe and Attack for you.
Are you excited to get back out on the road and this Moon Fever? What's their story, bro?
Moon Fever's a cool young band. They got an EP, I believe. All their tracks seems super solid. I mean, I've listened to most of their catalog. They're just good guys. We got hooked up through our booking agent, and they're doing well on their own, getting some radio, having some fun. So they seem like great guys, and it's going to be a great night of rock and roll.
You excited to get back on the road, Tyler?
Oh, dude, I can't. I mean, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to come back to Columbus.
Yeah.
Last time we played Columbus, It was one of our favorite places to play on that tour. So we're looking forward to it. We think that the Basement's going to be packed. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time. You guys know how to bring it, and you know how to drink some beer. So we're in.
We sure do. And I'll refrain just because we've had this discussion. I'm not going to yell Breathe and Attack after every two songs. I promise. I'm not going to be that guy this time. I'm not.
Yeah, please don't. That's law of diminishing returns. The more you do it, the less I'm going to want to play it.
Oh, brother.
And I'm the one that starts that song.
So I know.
That makes me happy. The riff comes out, man. I'm out there flapping in the wind by myself. So if it makes me mad, I may not play that song.
I'll hush up. And I'll tell you this, Tyler. Just going to enjoy this new song. Can't wait for the new album. Can't wait to see you guys May 6th at the Basement. Tyler, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you, Archie. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your station. And I cannot wait to see you guys May 6th. Let's go.